Well, we had a cabinet meeting this morning, and Michael Creed, the Minister for Agriculture, brought a memo to cabinet, and within that was looking at a support system for farmers who've been directly affected from the flood and the storm on the night in question in Inishowen. And certainly this is something which is very, very welcome. It's something that took a bit longer than the other schemes, and the reason for that was that Chagas and the Department of Agriculture officials wanted to get a proper assessment. And I think, you know, the farmers on the ground in the immediate aftermath of the disaster in Inishowen, they were more concerned about people who were, you know, without houses and people who had to be move out of their homes. So I think that's the reason why it wasn't being articulated as much through the public domain as other issues. But they've been very patient. I'd like to acknowledge the Irish Paddle Farmers Association, the IFA, and all the farm organisations, and in particular the officials in Chagas and the Department of Agriculture for doing a comprehensive assessment. That was important for the Minister in putting a scheme together. And there's extensive damage. A lot of damage was done to fencing, a lot of rubble on land. So there will be a lot of costs incurred, and there will be a scheme to facilitate that.
And applications, are they available yet? You would be urging farmers to go and pursue that, no doubt.
Yeah, well, we're just out of the decision has just been made today at Cabinet. So what will happen now is the department will put details of the scheme on their website. Now, that could take a couple of days to put that together. But we are looking at a scheme ranging from €250 up to €15,000. And obviously, what's the assessment? You know, and already by officials, a lot of the work has been done, the preliminary work, but it's important that farmers who have been affected access this. This was an absolute disaster for them through no fault of their own, and certainly the damage, the widespread damage in Inishowen, whether it was affecting houses, businesses, roads, bridges, or farmers, or any other organisations, from voluntary organisations to sports clubs. I'm going to remain very, very vigilant. We have schemes for businesses, we have schemes for voluntary organisations, but there are still a debate needed in relation to how we can facilitate pitches that have been damaged. So there will be another opportunity at Cabinet in the coming week to look at possibilities around that.